This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down with my wife and I and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection. street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordonier. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordonier. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Wisharoo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skyler Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under. Takes it down. Pete Sherman. High left. It goes to Mesher. Backdoor Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup. Got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman stands behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman. Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific. Yep. And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rucci Raiders. Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Kleiman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my, did he get away with a travel. Wow. Rucci bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Bauer. Hop, skipping to jump into the lane. Six-footer. It's good. Caleb Bauer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard. And Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, Well, good afternoon to you here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, and we're set to bring you the girls' D4 regional championship between Tri-Village and Fort Loramie. The Redskins 25-2 on the year. Won the Shelby County Athletic League with a mark of 11-1, ranked second in the state in the final AP poll. Tri-Village 27-0, 11-0 in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference, and finished number one in the state. In fact, Tri-Village was ranked number one all year long, week after week. Interestingly, this is meeting number six between these two programs in the last dozen years in regional finals. Up to this point, Fort Loramie leads the series 4-1. Last year, or I should say 2 years ago, Fort Loramie won 61-37. In a year, the Redskins went on to win the state title. Fort Loramie beat Tri-Village easily by 24 points. Back in 2013, in a game played at Tip, Fort Loramie won by a final of 69-46. Redskins went on to win the state championship that year as well. Maybe this is a good omen, the two teams hooking up again. In 2012 at Tip, Tri-Village was victorious by a score of 69-48 in the regional championship. In 2011, Fort Loramie won at Springfield 66-54. That was the year that Fort Loramie upset Ottoville by 18 points, the number one ranked team in the state in the regional semifinal 2 days before. And way back in 2010, Fort Loramie defeated Tri-Village in a regional championship contest at Tip by a score of 42-26. A slight favorite, at least here today, is Tri-Village based on their ranking, undefeated all year. Highly lauded program, experienced senior leadership, averaging 70 points a game. Redskins giving up only 30, Chuck. Something's got to give here this afternoon.
Well, it's going to come down, and we talked about this, it's going to come down to how closely the officials call the game.
Yep.
Loramie wants it to be a rough and tumble where they can put a hand on and play them tough on the perimeter.
Yep.
Tri-Village doesn't want that at all. And the other key on this thing is going to be Kennedy Hager. We can talk about Sagister and Hunt and Richards, but that 6'3 freshman coming out there is something that Loramie's going to have to contend with, and they're going to have to do a good job because she's not a bad. She had 18 against Rushi early in the season. She can play basketball.
She does not ordinarily start,
right?
Comes off the bench most often. She's averaging 8 points a game. Riley Sagister at 21, Morgan Hunt at 14, Tori Richards at 13. Those are the three prime scorers in that starting five. Both clubs had tough matches in regional semifinals. Fort Loramie down Rushi, 57-42. Raiders wouldn't go away till mid-fourth quarter. And Marion Local took Tri-Village down to the final couple minutes before the Patriots subdued the Flyers by a score of 50-38. Tri-Village has had its way with WOAC opponents all year long, rolling to victory, scoring 4 to 6 times the number of points as the opposition. But when Tri-Village has gotten out of its comfort zone, has played the likes of, for example, Rushi and Minster, it's been much more difficult. Wins by less than 10. Challenged right down to the wire. Fort Loramie's got to hang with Tri-Village early, get off to a good start.
I think if Loramie gets off to a good start, it'll get in Tri-Village's head because they've not had success against Loramie in this situation.
Yep.
But if they have the good start, they got a good crowd, they got a really raucous student section, they want to try to get in the Loramie girls' heads. It's going to come down to Loramie pressuring, getting turnovers, wearing out the six girls that play for Tri-Village, and on their end, not turning the ball over. You know, they had a nice floor game against Rushi. When they've struggled, it's because they've turned the ball over too much. They can't afford that tonight or today.
Fort Loramie Redskins ranked second in the state, Tri-Village number one. What a fantastic head-to-head match here this afternoon. The winner will take on the Berlin Highland Portsmouth Notre Dame victor. Those two clubs play tonight at 6, so you can bet the winning coaching staff after this afternoon's tilt is on its way to Pickerington for that Southeast regional title game between Berlin Highland and Portsmouth Notre Dame. A state semifinal would take place for the winner of this game next Thursday night at 8. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. For Fort Loramie, it's defense. Riley Sagister, Morgan Hunt, average 35 between them for the Patriots. Redskins have got to hold them to 25, 27 combined. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie's got to get production from its big two on the interior, Avery Brandewey and also Victoria Mesher. They're combining for over 20 a game. They need a productive outing here this afternoon. The key building components for these two clubs. And by the way, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Crowd is filing in, upper deck across the way, about a third full. The three or four rows, 10 to 15 feet off the floor at the ends, in the football end zone, so to speak. They are packed to the brim, and we are on the Tri-Village side, Patriots fans behind us, and Chuck, it looks like it's about 80% to capacity. The open areas in the upper decks, I bet we have 2,400 in here by tip-off.
Well, she said that when I got here and I asked her how many tickets they had sold, and she said they had sold 1,800 so far. That was at 11 o'clock this morning when I got here, so I guarantee you it's going to be over 2,000.
Going to be some walk-up for sure. We'll return with more from Vandalia Butler's Student Activity Center. Fort Loramie Redskins, Tri-Village Patriots, Girls D4 Regional Title Game here today on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency.
Clancy in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We welcome you back here to Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. We talked a few minutes ago about the leading scorers on these two teams. Who might be the X factor? A surprise. Well, Skylar Albers is very capable, as we witnessed here against Rushi in the regional semifinal, Chuck.
She was terrific. I mean, at both ends of the floor, played great defense and scored. Summer Hoeing's a key. She's a six-foot junior, playing by far her best basketball of the season. And Ariel Heitkamp, she was the JV point guard all year, and now she's getting time with the varsity, and each time she's out there, she looks better. That gives them more depth. On the other side, Tri-Village, I talked about her, Kennedy Hager. If that girl has a game like she had against Rushi in the season, Lormie's probably in trouble. But if they can keep Sagister in the teens, I think Lormie wins the game.
A brand new underwriting sponsor is Rushi Manufacturing. Thank you so much. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. I'll get it straight. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing, producing castings for a wide range of industries nationwide. Capabilities include castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Production standards extremely high. Our skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, we welcome you aboard. Thank you very much. Thanks so much to Chris Francis, Billy Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Manufacturing. Proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. Say, if you're looking to make an impact in both your job and community, consider a career with a growing company, Osgood Bank. Osgood's caring, team-oriented, and customer-centric culture puts people first. It's these attributes that make Osgood a special and meaningful place to work. Osgood Bank has openings in branch management and customer service. Benefits include medical, dental care, and paid time off. Visit osgoodbank.com to learn more about open positions. Osgood Bank. Do well, be good. Member FDIC. Fort Loramie Reds can shoot threes at about a 29% clip. Tri-Village, 38%. Tri-Village, 72% at the stripe. Fort Loramie, 67. Little difference in stats. We'll see how they play out in the one-game playoff here today in the regional championship.
Well, it's going to come down to who shoots the threes for Tri-Village. Loramie doesn't need to shoot a lot of threes. Albers can take some. And as far as free throw shooting, again, depends on who goes to the line.
We've got starting lineups opening tip in a moment. It's Fort Loramie and Tri-Village. D4 Girls Regional Title on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
ScoresBroadcast.com says thank you very much to those three Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest only throughout the year and the postseason. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Thanks as well to Rucci sponsors, Francis Manufacturing, a new one about which we spoke just a few minutes ago, the Francis Schultz & Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rucci at 575 East Main. It will make your gift ideas come to life. We'll say hello to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Nick Fullenkamp, all the staff and associates at Custom Foam, thank you so much. A sea of red and black across the way. A lot of blue and red behind us. Tri-Village Patriots crowd in the rows to our rear. We look at the Fort Loramie section filling the lower 10 rows and quite a few of the upper 15 in the deck that extends all the way to the rafters here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. It's a little different shooting three-point shots here, Chuck. You've got people in the stands, in the glass, on the other side of the backboard, in that two or three row upper deck.
Yeah, I think for threes, it's the depth. For free throws, it's the people. But the combination, I mean, they've played enough games here. It should not affect them today.
Opening five for these two clubs is as follows. For Tri-Village, the visiting team, wearing the black with blue numbers outlined in pink trim. Riley Sagister, 21 points a game, marvelous three-point shooter. She's at about 48% from behind the arc on the year, 5'7 senior. Morgan Hunt, 5'11 senior, 14 points a game, 4.5 rebounds, 4 assists. Sydney DeLong in the opening five, a freshman, 5'6. Tori Richards, 13 points a game, a senior, 5'7 wing player. Bella Black, a junior, 5'10 at the other forward spot. Fort Loramie counters with the usual five. And the opening tip is won by the Redskins. Quickly to the rim. A hard nose driving layup by Ava Turner is good.
Nice start to the game right there.
Turner, 5'8 senior, took the opening tap, went right to the rack, banked it in on the go. Victoria Mesher, 6-foot sophomore, starts. Here's Morgan Hunt outside the lane on the right. A little pivot action, missed it, in and out. Stick back, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie, off and running. Jaden Rose down the floor, barreling in from the left wing. She's cracked on the arm.
Boy, they got back down the floor fast on that after that defensive rebound.
Ava Turner, 5'8 senior. Victoria Mesher, 6-foot sophomore. Skylar Albers, 5'9 junior. Jaden Rose, 5'5 junior. Avery Brandewee, 5'10 sophomore. Opening quintet for Fort Loramie. Free throw by Jaden Rose is too strong. It hit the back brace. Brandewee at 12 a game. Mesher, 8.5. Turner just a tick under 10. And Skylar Albers continues to increase her point per game total. It is near 9. Second free throw dances off the rim. Rebound tipped out on the play by Fort Loramie. Redskins go 0 for 2 at the stripe here at the start. We've played 32 seconds. Fort Loramie 2, Tri-Village nothing. Morgan Hunt took the first couple shots in traffic. Did not get either one to go for the Patriots. Outside the arc on the right, it is Bella Black. Straightaway Sagister. Look out. 30-footer is good. Skylar Albers didn't guard her. Albers counters for Fort Loramie. Wow. Wow. Skylar Albers, Riley Sagister, match threes. Quickly down the floor, Tri-Village. Long 50-foot pass to Hunt. She catches, but she's too far under and missed it. And Fort Loramie gets the board, up 5-3 in the opening 1 minute 15 ticks. Here's Rose, 30 feet away. Wow, you string those two threes together, Chuck, and they're probably 60 feet.
I would think so.
Here's a dribble drive of Brandewee. She cuts right through the Tri-Village defense and lays it in.
Now they're playing a 2-3, and she just sieved the zone that time, got right to the rim.
Avery Brandewee, nifty drive. A seam developed. She took advantage. 7-3 Fort Loramie. Sagister, top of the circle to Bella Black for Tri-Village. On a weave between circles to Richards. They look for Sagister. Can't find her. On the arc, left side, it's DeLong. Bad pass to the post for Hunt. Picked off on the play by Albers. Outlet to Turner. Turner skates down the floor. Whoops, she's called for using her forearm.
I didn't see it. It was away from me, but nobody's complaining.
7-3 Fort Loramie. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Foul on Ava Turner, I think.
Yeah, it was on Turner, on the offensive foul.
And Summer Owing comes in for Mesher for the Redskins. 2 minutes gone, 7-3. Fort Loramie off to a fast start. Tri-Village in backcourt. Walked up and over the timeline by Hunt. Hunt veers right. Hunt wants to drive. She's double-teamed. and makes a pass that's deflected, stolen by Fort Loramie, and a long lead-out throw down the floor, much, much too far and out of bounds.
Yeah, they'll take that turnover. That was a hustle going to the basket turnover.
7-3 Fort Loramie, 5:46 to go here in the opening period of play. Richards in backcourt, left-hand dribble for Tri-Village. Picked up by Turner. Near side pass goes on the plate to DeLong. Good coverage by Fort Loramie, which smacked that ball into the scorer's table.
Jaden Rose got a hand on it.
Tell you what, Fort Loramie's gotten a piece of a lot of passes in the first 2 minutes plus. 30 feet away, Black on top. Sagister, long 30-footer again. Wide right. Rebound punched out of bounds, I thought, by Hager of Tri-Village into the Fort Loramie bench. But the official says no. Fort Loramie got a fingertip on it at the very end. Tri-Village inbounds to Sagister. 7-3 Redskins. 5:23 to go first quarter. Left side pass to Long. Give and go to Hunt. Hunt motors down the right of the lane and beats Brandewee to the rim for 2 points. Here's Albers. Forecourt left. Hurls up a long three. Airballed it. Rebound by Hoing. Bad pass to Sagister of Tri-Village, who makes the intercept. And then she is jostled in backcourt. Foul on Fort Loramie. 7-5 Tri-Village, trailing Fort Loramie by 2. We played just short of 3 minutes. Mesher back on the floor for the Redskins for Jaden Rose. It is Sagister, far side of the floor, to throw it in play for Tri-Village. Ball thrown to Hager, who's coming off the bench right away in this game. 6-3 Frosch. Hands off to Richards. Richards hits Sagister, cutting down the lane. Laid it up too hard, no good. Rebound Hager short. The board comes to Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Look at her go. She zips down the floor, has a shot blocked, taken away by Sagister of Tri-Village. Sagister midcourt. Picked up 35 feet away. Albers on her. Now Mesher. Ball thrown toward Hager in the post. Ball skipped cross court on the play to Richards. Starts a drive against Mesher. Runs to the rim and banks it down. 7-all tie. 4:15 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie defensively, Chuck, not guarding a couple players very tightly at all.
Yeah, they're so keyed in on Sagister, some other people are getting loose. You can't let Richards and Hunt go.
Here's the ball thrown to the foul line by Fort Loramie, intended for Brandewee, off the palm of her hand. Picked up by Black, down the floor to Richards for Tri-Village. Sagister, 40-foot shot is good! Oh, my goodness, that one won't be topped the rest of the day.
I don't know how you guard that. If you step out there to that spot.
10-7 Tri-Village. Sagister made one from the volleyball line. 7 straight points for the Patriots, and then Tri-Village busted up a long pass down the floor, out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Sagister keeps retreating. When she catches it over center court, somewhere between 30 and 40 feet, it could go up any instant. Far left wing, it's Carissa Meyer on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Baseline left to Brandewee, back to Meyer. Meyer top of the circle to Jaden Rose, shot fake. Ball given to Summer Hoing on the arc. Now Jaden, foul line Brandewee, Hoing back to Brandewee, layup good! You talk about the ball being worked. Man alive. Team play right there on that possession. 10-9, Tri-Village up one. 3:15 to go, first quarter. Here's Hunt, 35 feet away. Gets a screen, around it, goes into the lane. She dropped the ball off her foot. Fort Loramie picked it up, and Tri-Village fouled.
Oh, Brandewee hurt her knee. She got rolled on by Hager. She got clipped from behind. It wasn't dirty. I mean, she was just on the ground, but she rolled her up just like, it looked like an offensive lineman in a football game.
In Jackson Center, your pro hardware store is at 112 East Pike. 20% off DeWalt Power Tools, big savings. And solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. These solid wood raised panel cabinets, big savings. In fact, you get granite countertops free of charge when you buy kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. In fact, the savings are 50% off the big box stores at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. And don't forget, white and gray shaker cabinets in stock. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about it on scoresbroadcast.com. Tough break for Fort Loramie. Well, Avery Brandewey wrenched a knee. She's off to the locker room with help.
She will not be back.
3 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Tri-Village 10, Fort Loramie 9. Here's a pass down low on the right to Mesher for Fort Loramie. Shot blocked on the play by Hunt. Mesher got it back. Threw it to Rose on the arc. Left side pass, Carissa Meyer. Into the middle to Hoing. Hoing squares up, doesn't shoot. Here's Turner. Left wing Mesher, now to Meyer. Meyer guarded by Sagister. Cross-court pass to the jump shooter. It's Turner. Three-pointer. Hit the rim. Backboard no good. Tri-Village off to the races. Quickly down the floor. Richards on the run to the rim. And she hits a banker while in motion. 12-9 Patriots. 2:25 to go in the first. Avery Brandewey out for Fort Loramie. She suffered a knee injury seconds ago. Here is Carissa Meyer, 30 feet away from the Redskins. Right side pass to Ava Turner. Starts a drive in a real good sleight of hand maneuver. A pickpocket by Richards. And then Fort Loramie goes to the floor to get it back in what's been called. Timeout Redskins. 2:04 left in the first. Tri-Village up 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Fort Loramie possession without Avery Brandewey, who went down a moment ago, suffered an injured knee, not on the floor, might be missed the rest of the day. Redskins with possession, trailing by 3. Under 2 to go, first quarter. Ball thrown to the foul line to Alex Rose. Alex catches for the Redskins, puts it on the deck once, and then she's knocked down. Foul against Tri-Village. Alex Rose, 5'8", junior. Big question now for the Redskins. Where will Brandewey's 12 points a game come from?
Well, it's going to have to come from Albers, and it's going to have to come from maybe even Hoing.
Ball inbounded on the arc to Ava Turner. Straight away, Alex Rose. Alex stops her dribble, gives it up near side to Jaden. Back to Alex. Alex hangs on. Jaden near midcourt. Zone defense by Tri-Village.
Yeah, and they're pushing them farther and farther out.
Long, long, long three by Skylar Albers. No good off the heel. Rebounding foul, Fort Loramie. 12-9 Tri-Village, 1:36 to go in the first quarter.
That's 2 on Ava Turner. That's not good either.
Nope, that's bad news for sure. 2 personals on Ava. And she's going to have to sit down and does. Here comes Tri-Village to midcourt. Left-hand bounce, it's Richards. Throws high post to Hunt. Yep, Richards got away with a stutter step and a walk. They just don't call traveling like they used to. Here's Sagister way out on the arc, down inside to Hunt. High-low action, Hunt overshoots. Rebounded by Hoing to midcourt, poked away from behind by Hunt. Hunt throws it long for Hager down inside. It is broken up. Good play by Hoing. Fine deflection, save 2. It went out of bounds to Tri-Village. Minute 7 to go in the first. Fort Loramie started fast. 7-3 lead Redskins in the first just short of 3 minutes. Since then, 9-2 run by Tri-Village. Hunt at the elbow on the right. Hits Hager. Hager breaks around a Fort Loramie player. Missed it strong. Got the rebound back. Overshot it once again. And Fort Loramie has the board. 50 seconds to go in the first. Ariel Heitkamp on the floor now for Fort Loramie. She's at midcourt, the 5'5 sophomore. And Chuck, what do we have?
Tori Richards got a foot on the pass, and I'll tell you what, she must have had four kicks against Marion Local on Thursday night.
Using all of her limbs.
She's a good defender out here on top. She makes this zone really good.
35 feet away, it is Jaden Rose for Fort Loramie. Gives it up to Ariel Heitkamp. Down in the right corner, intended for Albers, and Tri-Village gets a fist on it and strikes it out of bounds.
Well, the way they're extending this zone, you have to find something in the middle, and I don't know who you're going to put there to shoot it. It would have been Brandewey.
Far right side of the floor, Albers to trigger in for Fort Loramie. Throws it to Heitkamp. Heitkamp with a good catch to Alex Rose, to Jaden Rose, 30 feet away. Left corner, Heitkamp. She jumps and shoots an 18-footer, much too strong. Rebound down to Tri-Village, barreling down the floor. It is Richards, looks for help. Goes to Black. Back to Richards, now Sagister, 30 feet away. To Albers, or I should say Albers guarding. Into the post to Hunt, back to Sagister. Oh, that was pretty. Oh, that was pretty. She beat the buzzer by 2 or 3 seconds. Fort Loramie's last gasp falls short of the rim, and the first quarter closes. Tri-Village 14, Fort Loramie 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to a number of outstanding underwriting sponsors, including Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. Don't forget Cutaway Styling Salon is at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care, the motto at Cutaway Styling Salon. 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, 40 years doing business. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Open Monday through Saturday. Here's a miss by Tri-Village, opening second quarter. Barreling down the floor for Fort Loramie, all the way to the rim, Jaden Rose. It is crammed on the play by Hager of Tri-Village. Outlet to Richards, 14-9 in favor of the Patriots. 25 feet away, it is Black to Sagister. Sagister at the volleyball line, now at the top of the circle, and she dropped the ball. Picked up on the play by Heitkamp. Pulls up down the floor to Albers. Albers low on the left. Hunt blocks it, and it goes out of bounds.
Well, there's a lot of contact on the arm. They're letting them play.
It is 14-9. Tri-Village in the lead by 5. Redskins have not scored since Brandewey went out. In fact, Fort Loramie's not scored in the last 6.5 minutes of this game. Ball thrown to the foul line to Fort Loramie, and it is deflected by Tri-Village. On the loose, down the floor, in the lane, Bella Black. Shot blocked on the play, rebound Sagister. It hit the heel, came off. Albers has the board. Fort Loramie still within 5. A lot of misses from close in by the Patriots. Redskins simply cannot get a good look.
Well, I'll tell you, if they were making the inside shots, they'd probably be up 15 right now.
Baseline drive, Carissa Meyer hits a player wide open low on the right. It's Summer Hoing. Oh, she blew the gimme. Rebound down to Tri-Village. 6.5 to go, second quarter. 14-9 Patriots. Avery Brandewey in the locker room, suffered a knee injury. a little beyond the midway point, first quarter for Fort Loramie. High-low action. Bella Black down inside to Hager. On the arc to the three-point shooter for Tri-Village. It is Richard short off the ring. Long rebound to DeLong. Dumps it down into Hager, spoiled by Mesher, and it goes out of bounds. We're stuck at 14-9. Tri-Village, 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. That was the score at the end of one.
Going to hit a wall, haven't we?
Sagister inbounding to Hager, top of the key. Dump down inside to Hunt. Hunt off a screen, catches and lays it in with the left hand. Well designed out-of-bounds play by the Patriots, who are up seven. Biggest spread of the game, 16-9. Jaden Rose into the top of the circle for Fort Loramie. On the arc to Meyer. Inside to Albers. Wraparound pass to Mesher for two. What a pass by Skyler.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Jaden Rose split the defense that time, which is what you got to do. Make them play defense and then find somebody open.
Here's Sagister out of control. Down the floor for Tri-Village. Got away with a walk. Shoveled it toward the rim. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Mesher out back to Jaden Rose. 5.5 to go. Second quarter. 16-11 Tri-Village. Outside the arc on the left, it's Albers. Albers squeezes between two players. Can't shoot. Can't penetrate. Goes to Mesher 30 feet away. Into Alex Rose, and hanging on her back, I think, is Hager with foul number two. 5:15 left until halftime. 16-11 Tri-Village ahead by five. Ariel Heitkamp back on the floor for the Redskins.
I'm thinking that Hunt and Hager must live on the north side of New Madison because they don't have tans like the other girls.
Sun shines a little brighter on the south edge of town. Fort Loramie inbounds right through the hands of a Redskin. Loose ball picked up by Meyer. Meyer lays it up shy of the mark outside the lane in the right. In Tri-Village gobbles up the board. Here's Hunt into the top of the circle. Feeds it out back to Black, now to Sagister. Sagister being pinched, but two players. Hands it off to Hunt. Hunt to Richards. Richards 30 feet away. 16-11 Tri-Village. 4:50 left to go, second quarter. Sagister at midcourt. Heitkamp on her. And here's an offensive foul on Sagister. Good play by Fort Loramie. Albers was on one side of the screen, Heitkamp on the other, and Sagister got sort of blindsided, nowhere to go, and ran right through an enemy player.
Yeah, Jaden Rose standing there, took the charge. Nice job.
16-11, Tri-Village in the lead for five. 4:40 left to go, quarter number two. Good sandwiching defense by the Redskins. Ball thrown foul line to Mesher. Steps into the lane. Shot deflected. Hunt got a piece of it. Loose ball rebound. Comes down to Tri-Village. Here comes Sagister. Circling up the floor. Pulls up 35 feet away. Mesher has that assignment right now. We got a 5-second count. 5-second count. Mesher on the defense of Sagister. It worked. 4:17 to go, second quarter, Tri-Village 16, Fort Loramie 11. Without Avery Brandewee, Redskins trying to hang around.
Trying to find somebody that could pick up the scoring right now. Ava Turner, I think, needs to be the one.
Here is Ariel Heitkamp at midcourt for Fort Loramie. Turner back on the floor for the Redskins with two fouls. Ball thrown at the elbow on the right to Mesher. Mesher into the lane. Left baseline, Albers. Open look. 16-footer. Bingo! Albers right on the button. Long pass by Tri-Village. An 80-footer. The length of the floor against the Vandalia Butler Aviators sign at the end of the hardwood. Fort Loramie fired up. Staying close. Within three of Tri-Village with 3:56 to go in the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
After the turnover by Tri-Village, Fort Mormon gets the ball out of bounds, end of the floor. No pressure here from Tri-Village. Patriots up 3, 16-13. We near the 3:50 mark, second quarter of play. Jaden Rose to midcourt to Mesher. Down the left side to Albers. Who's coming off a make from the left baseline. Good looking jump shot by her. Mesher between the rings against the zone defense. Here's Albers stepping into a three. It's off the back iron. Great rebound by Hoing. On the arc to Jaden Rose. Baseline right Mesher. Jumper, 10-footer. Skips off the rim. Rebound try by Albers. It's on the deck. Who's got it? Tie-up will occur. Tri-Village bench unhappy. A foul was not called on Albers. But I tell you what, Chuck, looked like she went up and over the shoulder from the backside clean with those long arms.
Yeah, I thought she picked it clean myself.
3:24 to go. Second quarter. Ball still with Fort Loramie. Down by three. 16-13. Inbounded on the arc to Jaden Rose. Between the rings, it's Mesher. Outside the screen on the left, it's Albers at the elbow. Albers hangs on. Back to the three-point shooter, Rose. A long one. It hits the frame. Kicks into the corner. Tracked down by Tri-Village. Sagister to midcourt. 3 minutes to go in the half. Sagister veers down the right side. She's doubled 35 feet away. Hooks a pass for Hunt on the give and go. And overshot her by about 6 or 7 feet. Tell you what, the double team on Sagister is really messing up the offensive flow for this Tri-Village club.
She doesn't like the contact, and they're letting them bump her a little bit.
2:53 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie at midcourt behind the three. Zone defense applied again by Tri-Village. Here's Rose, left side to Albers. Ball high overhead, into the post to Hoing. Hoing goes to Eichkamp, right flank, long three, overshot it. Rebound batted by Fort Loramie, out of bounds. Carissa Meyer back on the floor for Fort Loramie in place of Victoria Mesher.
Boy, you talk about Hager in there causing trouble to their side. Morgan Hunt is a shot blocker.
Yep, she is so athletic, really good spring in the legs. It's been a 6-point second quarter. That's all. A drive by Sagister. Boy, a thicket of white jerseys in the lane. She couldn't get it to go. Rebound down to Albers. Albers up the floor to Heitkamp on the arc for Fort Loramie. Left side pass for Meyer. Too high, too hot to handle.
Wow, it's turned into a turnover fest. Each team has 7 now.
It was 14-9 Tri-Village after 1. 4-2 second quarter. Redskins in the lead. Midcourt, it is Richards for the Patriots. Down the left side to Black. Black inside to Hunt. Hunt's too far under. Shot hits the beneath side of the glass. Ball loose on the floor. And guess what? Fort Loramie comes crawling out of there with it and then throws it away at the other end. Turnover City here in quarter number 2.
Carissa Meyer, what an effort to get that ball that last time down. And then they wing the ball against the... They must think they get points for hitting the Butler sign down there.
Turner in for Heitkamp. Ava trying to give Fort Loramie a shot in the arm late second quarter. Minute 50 to play. Ball being walked across by Richards. Outside the arc on the right to DeLong. Straight away to Richards. Now to Black. Richards handles. We've got action in the paint area. Sagister is tripped up and knocked down. Roughed up on the play by Jaden Rose. Common foul. 4 on Fort Loramie. 6 on Tri-Village. Redskins are in the bonus if they can get to the line here in the final minute 37, second quarter.
Well, you look at Sagister's face. She looks exhausted already.
Yep, Fort Loramie continues to substitute. Every time there's a whistle, one or two players off the floor, a couple new ones on, and Tri-Village goes 6 deep, and that's it. Depth will slowly but surely become a factor if the game remains tight. And Fort Loramie's got to keep it close, that's for sure. Tri-Village has the shot-making ability to go on a big run. Up 3 right now, the Patriots with it. Sagister 35 feet away, guarded by Jaden Rose. Sagister wants to step back and shoot, can't do it. Here's Richards on a weave to Hunt. Hunt at the elbow on the left. Goes to DeLong. Here's Richards into the top of the circle to Hunt at the elbow on the left. Jump shot deflected on the play by Mesher. She got a big piece of it. Loose ball to Turner. Turner, a track meet down the floor in the lane. 10-footer, no. It skimmed off the iron. Long rebound to Mesher. On the arc to Turner for three. Short. Loose ball rebound below the basket by Jaden Rose. Saved into Mesher. And then Mesher throws it over and back. It's coming to the other end. And it is touched by Fort Loramie. It will be Tri-Village possession.
Victoria Mesher needed to just think score that time. I don't know why she's throwing the ball out.
47 seconds to go. Quarter number two. Tri-Village 16, Fort Loramie 13. It's been a second period of mistakes. Errors by both teams. Here's Sagister straight on. An important final 40 ticks. Now Hunt. Hunt on the curl. Wants to drive. Can't. Choked off. Gives it behind her to Richards. A good reach-in steal by Rose of Fort Loramie. She's got the ball. It's rolled a jump. Held possession. Each team with a mitt right on the leather. Arrow favors Tri-Village. It'll go down to the baseline. And played in by Sagister. Well, watch her after she delivers the pass. Where will she go?
They've been really trying to run these inbound plays for Hunt.
Into Hunt. Hunt looks for Sagister in the lane, but she's not available. Hunt throws it back outside. Hunt gives it up, gets it back. Hunt 25 feet away. 20 seconds to go first half. Here's Sagister, top of the circle. Gets a screen from Hunt. She's 35 feet away with 15 to play second quarter. Left side to Black. Left corner, Richards, long three, much too strong. Nine ticks in the quarter. Here comes Fort Loramie. Six, five, Mesher behind the arc. Foul line runner by Mesher. Too hard off the backboard, and that ends the first half of play. Tri-Village 16, Fort Loramie 13. It was 14-9 after one. An unbelievable second quarter. Fort Loramie 4 and Tri-Village 2. Roderman Insurance, or I should say Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor. Up next, halftime break. Chuck around the corner with the stats. 16-13 Tri-Village over Fort Loramie at intermission on scorersbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors. Neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning at steveandtedservices.com.
We welcome you back here to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. 16-13, Tri-Village over Fort Loramie. Our halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Redskins off to a real hot start, led 7-3. after the first 2 minutes, 50 seconds. Then shortly thereafter, down went Avery Brandewey, Fort Laramie. Chuck, fortunate, easy for me to say, fortunate to stay within three. Excellent defense by the Redskins, keeping it pretty tight.
Well, they did play great defense in that second quarter, and I think, you know, they rally around that loss. They're going to really miss her on the offensive end, but they got to figure out a way for somebody else to score. Laramie has a 16-12 rebounding advantage, 5-4 on the offensive boards. The Redskins turned it 9 times in the first quarter. Tri-Village turned it 7. Tri-Village did not go to the free throw line in the first half. Laramie went twice, missed them both. Individual scoring. Sagister had 8 all in the first quarter. Morgan Hunt has 4, and Torrey Richards has 4. The three seniors that we assume would do their scoring are doing their scoring here in the first half. Laramie led by Skylar Albers. She had 5, and Avery Brandewey 4. Ava Turner 2, and Victoria Mesher 2. 9 and 4, 13, 14 and 2, 16. 16, 13 at the half. Tri-Village.
Shooting percentages can't be much better than 28-30%. Very poor by both clubs. A lot of partially blocked, deflected, altered shots. Many deflections on passes in this game. The defense is physical. It's tough. Referees, for the most part, letting them play. Fort Laramie committed, what, just 5 fouls in the first 2 quarters?
Well, this is the officiating type that Laramie needs for this game, but they're going to have to find some offense now. With Avery Brandewey down, their leading scorer, somebody needs to step up and make jump shots, because Avery makes jump shots. Nobody else really makes jump shots on the team except for Skylar Albers. So Skylar's going to have to pick up scoring. Ava Turner's going to have to pick up scoring.
That is our halftime report. Tri-Village 16, Fort Laramie 13. Our sponsors here at the break. Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Laramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGIncOH.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellent points while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Bakken's, building excellence.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Bakken's and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Bakken's is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Bakken's. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Testosterone levels in men have plummeted 25% in the last 2 decades, and no one's talking about it. And it affects weight gain, early signs of aging, even depression and mood. And I think it's because everyone thinks you need to eat a bunch of salad or take synthetic hormones. But that's far from the truth. Let's disrupt healthcare in Shelby County. Join me at victrushealth.com/free consult. That's VictrusHealth.com/free consult.
Welcome back here to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. A moment away from the start of our third quarter with Tri-Village leading this girls' D4 regional championship game, 16-13 over Fort Loramie. Don't forget the Fort Loramie long shot raffle. Fort Loramie Liberty Days in July, 2,000 tickets to be sold. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. The drawing during Fort Loramie Liberty Days in the month of July, 4% chance for you to win $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Fort Loramie ball to start the third quarter. Into the lane, Mesher. Handoff, baseline left, Jaden Rose. Shot blocked, got it back. Missed it, got it back. Blocked again. Jaden Rose, persistent. Another rebound. Fouled in the act of shooting. Wow. You talk about big-time effort with an uppercase E. Woo, Jaden Rose, unbelievable. Working hard down below the rim.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Got to convert at the stripe. That will be a key to the second half. Two free throws, Rose, swish. Tri-Village 16, Fort Loramie 14. Again, Avery Brandewee out of action for Fort Loramie. Suffered a knee injury in the first half.
That's back on the bench. Obviously not going to play.
Second free throw by Rose. Good. Got them both. 16-15. Tri-Village lead is shaved to 1. 35 seconds gone, third quarter. Sagas are down the floor for the Patriots. Open baseline left. Crowded just a little bit. Left it way short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins have the numbers. Mesher drives. Lost the ball in the corner. Tipped away out of bounds by the Patriots.
Yeah, Sagasser took a bump down there, but she took it into three people. I hope you're not going to get a call in that situation.
We've played 45 seconds in the third quarter. Fort Loramie within one. Top of the circle, Jaden Rose. 30 feet away. Into the right corner, Turner. Step back, long three. Hits the rim. Karam's opposite side of the floor. Sagaster traces it down. She's up the floor against Mesher. Mesher at midcourt. Mesher all over Sagaster. Bounce pass to Hunt. Redskins have to defend that two-man game. Hunt and Sagaster, a tough duo. Deflected pass near side of the floor, but Turner. Tell you what, Chuck, Tri-Village being forced to involve other players.
Well, yeah, she had the ball the last time, and three girls picked her up on the end line. If they don't find somebody else, she's not going to score.
Tri-Village ahead by one, 16-15. Here's Richards, double-digit score, very capable. Outside the arc of the left of Black. High post left, Hager. High low down inside for Hunt. In Tri-Village, threw it about 5 or 6 feet too far.
Again, that Butler sign down there is taking a beating.
Yeah, Fort Loramie's defense has really clamped down on Hunt, Richards, and Sagister. And the TV Patriots have turned it over often in this game. Albers dribble drive into the right corner for Fort Loramie, and she lost her dribble out of bounds. Carelessness there by the Redskins. Tri-Village ahead by one, 6:24 to go, third quarter. Sagister walks it up. The team's defenses taking their toll on the offenses in this game. Richards, head of the key, foul line jumper, front rim, short, no good, lingered there, and Mesher went up and yanked down the board for Fort Loramie. Outlet to Jaden Rose, ahead to Turner. She knifes into the lane, running one-hander, bouncing, it's in! And Fort Loramie's got the lead. 17-16 Redskins. Sagister on the giddy-up, four-court to her left. 5:48 to go here in the third. Outside the arc, it is Bella Black. Long throw down inside to Hager. Hager missed a bunny, a two-footer. It banged off the board, hit the rim, came away to Turner. Turner on the go in the lane. 10-footer, no. Rebound Hoing, baseline right. Wraparound pass to Turner. Five-footer, looked like she was hacked. Shot no good. Jump ball, arrow, Tri-Village.
Well, I mean, the Loramie's getting their cracks. They'd be nice if they could push this lead up a little bit while Tri-Village is stalled.
It will be Patriots possession into the floor to her right. Keep in mind now, Tri-Village had 14 points at the end of the first quarter. They've got 16. We're nearly 3 minutes into the third. 2 points for Tri-Village in 11 minutes of action. Fort Loramie's defense has been stifling. It's got Tri-Village stalled at the moment. Hager, right wing to Black, on top, Sagister, veers left, steps back, shoots the three, a long one, a 28-footer, bullseye. Wow, that's something.
Yeah, she's a heck of a player.
Cross-court pass, Fort Loramie to Turner. Turner behind the arc. Scoreboard says it was a two, Chuck.
It was awfully deep, too.
It sure was. Apparently, she had a toe on the line. Give Sagister two on that long, high-arching 3 seconds ago, unless it gets altered on the scoreboard. Bad cross-court pass by Fort Loramie, intercepted by Hunt. 18-17, Tri-Village, 4.5 to go in the third. Here's Sagister, picked up by Hoing, to Hunt at the volleyball line. 5 steps from midcourt. She works down the right side. Hands it off on the play to Black. Cross-court to Richards. Richards slices into the lane. Running one-hander is kissed in off the window. Nice play, Tori Richards. Redskins shading players at Hunt and Sagister. Richards got free. 3-point lead, Tri-Village, 20-17. Outside the arc on the right, it's Albers. Straight away, Jaden Rose. Foul line, Hoing. Albers for a triple try. Off to the left, no good. Rebound volleyball to Sagister. Sagister, long throw to Hunt. Hunt out in front, all the way to the rim. Got it for two.
Tri-Village scores in spurts. Loramie's got to stop this run.
6 straight by Tri-Village in the last minute. 22-17 Patriots. 3:34 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and
and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
I'd like to remind you about one of our new underwriting sponsors, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center. You know, for a brand to stand out, it must not be perceived as any other store or website. It's got to be trusted, and that's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center. And agents Greg and Ryan Woolley offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you are properly insured. Allen Ball is independent, offering coverage through several reputable companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Give Allen Ball Insurance a call, 937-596-6712. They'll be more than happy to meet with you, to know you, and to understand your insurance needs. And out of the timeout by Fort Loramie, Carissa Meyer gets an open baseline three-pointer, and she swished it. It was pure, perfect, all net.
Wow.
And back comes Tri-Village. Torrey Richards taking this over for the Patriots. A super swivel move in the lane by Richards. It crawled up and in over the front rim. 24-20 Tri-Village. 2:48 to go here in the third quarter. Turner on the arc for Fort Loramie. A long one. It banged off the back iron. Rebound Patriots. Long throw down the floor to Hunt. She's athletic. Into the lane and lost the ball. Defense by Fort Loramie. Head coach Gray wanted a foul called, and he's got a good reason to gripe. 2:26 to go in the third. Tri-Village in the lead before, 24-20.
Is he watching the same game? They haven't called it all day.
Outside the arc is Heitkamp. Heitkamp to the high post for Hoying. Loose ball right corner being undercut on the play is a Redskin player, Ava Turner. Coach Gray saying, hey, you're calling it one way, but not my way. Tri-Village Patriots fans not pleased. 2:16 to go, third quarter. Tri-Village 24, Fort Loramie 20. Two fouls on Tri-Village here in the second half. None on Fort Loramie. Here's Heitkamp inbounding to Rose, 40 feet out. Back to Heitkamp. Redskins need a bucket. Jaden Rose, top of the key, outside the arc on the left to Turner. Mesher foul line, left side Meyer. Hits the side of the board on a jumper. And the loose ball ricochets to Sagister for Tri-Village. She is up and over the timeline. Gives it up to Hunt. Meyer on her. Rotated to Richards. Richards backs her defender down. Goes to Hunt on the arc. They look inside for Hager. Hager's got it. Pivots. Doesn't shoot. On the arc to Black. Black jumps from three-point land. Off the iron. Long rebound for Loramie. Run out by Rose. Rose to the rim. Blocked out of bounds. Defensive foul in the act of shooting. 1:34 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie down four. Jaden Rose has been like a bulldog here today. She's been at the line for two.
She's been terrific. Boy, defensively, just all over the place.
As I was saying a moment ago, trust and count on Allen Ball Insurance. AllenBallInsurance.com, AllenBaugh. 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, doing business for over 55 years in person and with a handshake. First free throw by Jaden Rose, hit the heel. Second one by her. Tri-Village ahead before. Free throw is in, and it's 24-21. Hager almost fell into the lane.
Yep.
Just a hair too soon, but Tri-Village, I think she stayed out of it just long enough before that ball was shot up there. It went in anyway by Rose. Three-point lead Patriots. Hager on the arc. Left side to Richard. Into the post to Hunt. Going to work. A little leaner from 7 feet. It's no good. Lift the rim. Long rebound to Richard. Shot blocked. Skylar Albers deflected it. Took it away. And scored at the other end. Skylar Albers hits it. Long pass down the floor. Tri-Village. Sagister 60-foot heave to Hunt. Below the iron. Foul. Shot no good. Two free throws. Hunt. Both teams throwing baseball passes three-fourths the length of the floor.
Well, they're having trouble running their offense in a half court, so, I mean, that's how they're getting their points now, is beating the defense back down the floor.
Yep. 24-23, Tri-Village up one. A minute six to go here in the third quarter. And I think Fort Laramie is questioning perhaps who should be shooting at the stripe for Tri-Village.
I think they were trying to figure out. They called it on Turner originally. The foul was definitely on Meyer. That's what they were questioning, because that would have been three on Ava.
Yep, scoreboard does read three fouls on Ava Turner. Hopefully that's corrected.
No, they did correct it at the scorer's table. The scoreboard doesn't matter.
Foul shot by Hunt is no good. There we go. Correction, Fort Laramie. Two fouls on Ava Turner. Hager's got two for Tri-Village. And Hunt fires the second one up. A lot of spin on it. In and out. She misfired twice. Fort Laramie a chance to take the lead. 58 seconds to go. Late third quarter. Here's Ariel Heitkamp. Cross-court pass to Meyer. Meyer into the lane. 10-footer bouncing. It's in! It hit the front rim. The window. Her plunk. It fell through. Redskins up one. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Sagister on the arc. Left side to Black. Back to Sagister. Dropped the ball, picked it up. Fires to Hager in the post. She's sandwiched. Maybe a tie-up. Is it a foul? What's been called? Common foul, Fort Laramie.
Oh, that was a held ball.
29.9 to go here in the third. Tri-Village fans are saying, thank you, finally.
And I'm saying that was a held ball. There might have been fouls earlier, but that was not a foul.
Three fouls on Tri-Village, two on Fort Laramie in this third quarter. Baseline left of the rim, Patriots inbound, 29.9 to go. Fort Laramie, which led earlier, 17-16, is up one, 25-24, without Avery Brandewee. Here's a long three, right flank, Tri-Village, way short of the mark by DeLong, didn't catch iron. Redskins come down the floor. Mesher into the lane, stops, gives it up to Meyer. Meyer back to Mesher, 35 feet out. Mesher with a high dribble, goes and gets it. He's hampered by good Tri-Village defense. Back to Meyer. Cross court to Albers. 2 seconds to go. Long heave. Fort Laramie at the buzzer. Albers off to the left. And the third quarter closes. Redskins, surprisingly, without Avery Brandewee, lead the number one ranked team in the state by 8 points. 25-24, Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Say, if you are looking to make an impact in both your job and community, consider a career with a growing company, Osgood Bank. Osgood's caring, team-oriented, and customer-centric culture puts people first. Benefits include medical, dental care, paid time off. Visit osgoodbank.com to learn more. Osgood Bank, do well, be good. Member FDIC, osgoodbank.com with employment opportunities. 25-24, Fort Laramie. We start the fourth quarter. Redskins possession. Tri-Village still zoning. Bounce pass to Albers down the right side. Baseline right to Mesher. 15-foot shot. High off the rim. Way up to Spirit is Hager of Tri-Village. Back court to Sagister. Sagister over the timeline. They clear out for her. She's on the way to the rim. And it is deflected away by Fort Laramie, but a foul on the arm. In the act of shooting, two free throws. Well-designed play by the Patriots to isolate Sagister on the left side. She took a one-on-one. She's got two foul shots coming. Nearly 80% on the year at the free throw line, and she blew it.
Now here is where they struggled the other night against Rushi. You got to box out. You got Hager over there. You got to make sure she doesn't pull if they miss this reach shot.
Swish on the second free throw by Sagister. We're tied up at 25 with 7:35 to go in the game. Jaden Rose, midcourt. Left side pass to Turner. Down in the corner to Mesher. Cross court to Jaden Rose on top. Near side to Albers. Now Rose. Now Turner. Three team fouls each way here in the second half. Here's Black guarding Rose. Top of the circle. Near side Albers. To Jaden. Straight on. Pitch and catch with Albers, who veers to the right baseline, pulls up, eight-footer, around. Oh, my goodness, I've never seen that. It hung on the front rim forever. Loose ball rebound. Who's got it? I think Fort Loramie managed to get a timeout. The shot by Albers was the worst, most unbelievable in and out I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Almost like there was gum on the front rim and the ball stuck.
It stayed and it rolled and it hung on the front, like you said, for a second and somehow fell off. You would have thought gravity would have pulled it back in. That looks like one of my putts.
Yeah, how that ball did not go in, I will never know. 25-25 tie. Early on fourth quarter. I think the only time I saw a shot do that, Chuck, was when I was 5 years old. I had a 5'4" or 5' high basket in my living room, and I actually taped the ball on the rim. I taped it on the rim and went up and practiced tipping it in. Little did I know that was goaltending. Here's Fort Loramie inbounding to Turner. Straight away to Mesher after the timeout. 1 minute plus gone. Fourth quarter. Tie contest. 25 apiece. Albers open. Right corner. Turner wide open.
Guard.
Overshot it by 3 feet. Air ball. Weak side rebound down to Hunt. Backcourt to Sagister. Couple big possessions each way right here. Sagister against Rose. Out on top to Hunt. Hunt gives it up right flank to Richards. To Black in the right corner. Down inside to Hager. Had a five-footer. Didn't shoot it. To Sagister. Back to Hager against Hoing. Deep right corner. DeLong. Ball thrown over the top to Hunt. Foul line. Low post left to Hager. Might have double dribbled. Throws up a five-footer. Way short. No good. And then Hager in her angst to get the rebound. Fouled for the third time.
She has a little bit of a temper issue. I saw it in the district. I saw it rear a little bit against Marion Local, and right there you saw it again. She missed the shot, and she goes up and just bumps her.
6 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Hager got the ball back to the basket, 5-6 feet away, twice, didn't shoot.
I'm not sure why she's not thinking about putting it up.
Here's Albers on the arc, straight away Jaden Rose. Foul line, Hoing, 15-footer, too hard, hit the backboard rim. Ricocheted away to Sagister, up Tri-Village, still tied at 25. 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Sagister between the rings. Still on the bounce. Handoff on the play to Richards. Here's a drive. Overshot it on the go. Rebound Hager, no good. Great rebound by Hoing of Fort Loramie. Outlet to Jaden Rose. To Turner. Turner against Sagister. Wheels and deals. Missed the runner in the lane.
Wow.
Rebound Tri-Village. 25-25 deadlock. 5:27 to go in the fourth quarter. Sagister to Hunt, high right. Hunt hangs on. Gets a screen from Hager. Hunt foul line. Pivots, might have walked. Gave it up left corner to Black. Out back it goes on the play to Richards. Back to Black. Flips it into the post. What do we have? Foul, opposite side of the floor. Or is it a timeout called?
I think it was a timeout.
Huh. 5:12 to go in the game, just over 5 to play, 25-25 tie on scorersbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Chuck, this is hard to believe. Tri-Village has 25 points total in this game. Tri-Village had, what, 14 at the end of, what, quarter number one?
Yeah, they had 14 at the quarter.
11 points for Tri-Village in the last nearly 20 minutes of playing time. Fort Loramie's defense has been exceptional. It has been suffocating. The Patriots' 70 points per game offense has been snuffed out. Hunt, top of the circle, outside the arc on the right to Sagister, four, Tri-Village. Here's a step back three. Oh, it was online. It lipped the rim, came out. Rebound poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
You always take a deep breath and then let it out slowly when that girl shoots a three because you're assuming it's going in.
She was pretty well guarded on that one, had a little more lift on it. It almost went in. In fact, should have. It was on the money. Left corner, Richard starts to drive. Hits Hunt in the lane for Tri-Village to the basket. Goes up with a left hand, no good. Rebound Hager with a left hand, no good. What do we have? Fouls over the top from behind. Maybe Hager, number four. I tell you what, between Skylar Albers and Victoria Mesher and Carissa Meyer on the inside, boy, they may be undersized by an inch or two, but boy, they are doing yeoman's work.
Summer Hoeing is a good-sized girl. She is dwarfed by Hager. Hager reminds me of the Bales girl that played at Beaver Creek years ago.
Yeah. 25-25 tie. 4:26 to go in the game. Albers 30 feet away. Hand off to Jaden Rose. Left side, Ava Turner. Cross court near side to Albers. Jacks up the three ball. Off the back iron. Long rebound. Tracing it down, Sagister. She's hampered in backcourt. Here she goes. Up the left side to Black. To Richards, to Sagister. Wow. Wow. There's the shot of the season right there. From the volleyball line, a 40-footer.
Go away.
A 40-footer in the half court. Unbelievable by Sagister. 28-25 Tri-Village. That was literally a 40-footer.
That is the reason she's the player of the year in Division IV.
Baseline left, Ava Turner. Turner to the rim. Shot blocked cleanly. Then a rebound on the play by Carissa Meyer. She goes back up. Tri-Village hammers her from the backside, and Meyer shoots two with Tri-Village leading the three, 28-25. Mark it down, 40-footer by Sagister at the 3:50 mark of the fourth quarter.
That's
to
hard.
Lift Tri-Village to a 28-25 lead, and Fort Loramie is not shooting free throws well. That one's no good. Fort Loramie's defense has been fantastic, terrific. Only way that Tri-Village has gotten some clean looks has been for Sagister to retreat, and shoot. Second shot, no good. Rebound.
3 of 8.
Wow. Rebound, Tri-Village. Here's Hunt. Deep left corner on the play to Richards. Richards swivels it out back to Sagister. Into the post to Hunt. On her back is Turner. Team foul four on Fort Loramie. Six on Tri-Village. Redskins are in the 1-1, but they've got to make them to register points and capitalize with the clock stopped.
Somebody needs to let Hunt know she's not shooting free throws.
3:28 to go here in the fourth. That was a common foul. 3-point lead, Tri-Village. Baseline left at Sagister. Lobbing out back on the play to Black, right side Richards. Sagister comes out to greet her, gets it. Sagister wants to drive, pulls up at the elbow. Tied up momentarily, now goes to Hunt. Important possession here. Fort Loramie down three. Hunt at side court, in traffic. Sagister, 37-footer. It's good! Riley Sagister for Fort Loramie from 40, or I should say for Tri-Village, from 40 feet and from 37 feet in the last minute. What a drive. Ava Turner goes slashing through the lane, and the 6-point Tri-Village lead is four. Two threes by Riley Sagister in the last minute. They would probably measure 75 feet.
They were deep.
75 feet of stretch together. And guarded really well on one of them. Here is Richards at midcourt for Tri-Village, which spreads the floor, leading before, 2:26 to play. Timeout called by the Patriots. 4-point lead, Tri-Village, 2:24 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie. The home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Jeff Riley Sagister has taken over for Tri-Village in the last minute plus with two long, long threes. Stretched together, they would total probably 75 feet. She made him at clutch time. Dribbling at midcourt, Richard. Stolen on the play by Turner for Fort Loramie. Down the floor, driving, shooting, scoring! Ava Turner with a pickpocket, a run out the other way. What a lift after the Tri-Village timeout. 2-point game. Tri-Village 31, Fort Loramie 29. 2 minutes to go, fourth period. Richards with the ball, 35 feet away. 16 fouls in Tri-Village, 4 on Fort Loramie. Redskins can afford to be real aggressive here. Hunt, top of the circle, squares up, doesn't shoot, starts to drive. Motors toward the rim, lays it up way too hard. Rebound, Meyer. Fort Loramie with a possession to tie or take the lead. Meyer, top of the circle. Comes back on the play to Rose. 90 seconds to go in the game. Tri-Village 31, Fort Loramie 29. Here's Turner. Here's Rose. Turner right wing with a three ball. Way short. Rebound tipped in the lane. Myers got it. Shot blocked. Loose ball rebound. Should have a tie up. Yep. Arrow Tri-Village. Was hoping they did not call a foul on that one. That was a held ball all the way. Ava Turner, good look for the right wing. She's come on strong here in the fourth. 2-point game, 31-29 Tri-Village. Final 79 seconds. Riley Sagister has how many of the Tri-Village 31, Chuck?
17. Only Richards has 8. Hunt has 6. Only ones have scored.
Midcourt, Sagister for Tri-Village. She's pinched by two players. Gives it up to Hunt. 108 to go. Hunt on a high dribble, spins, looks for help, goes down the right side to Black. Black hangs onto the ball. Here comes the double team. Here comes the triple team. And before the 5-second count, head coach Brad Gray gets a timeout. 58 ticks to go. Tri-Village up 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Well, there are no moral victories in a sports event, especially a girls' high school basketball game. Despite the fact Fort Loramie lost Avery Brandewee, its leading scorer, 12 points a game. She went out in the first half, knee injury. Fort Loramie got off to a good start, led 7-3. Shortly thereafter, Avery went down and out.
And she had 4 at that time. So
I tell you what, the defense by the Redskins has been supreme. It has been absolutely terrific. It has thrown a net around Tri-Village, averaging 70 points per game on the year. I said in the pregame, Chuck, Tri-Village averages 70. Fort Loramie gives up 30. What's going to happen? Well, Tri-Village, that's 31.
Yep. If they held them to 30, they'd be only down one.
58 ticks to go. Fourth quarter, 31-29, Tri-Village. 16 fouls, Tri-Village. Four on Fort Loramie. Ball inbound at midcourt. It's Black. Black throws wildly. Intercepted by Albers. Ahead to Turner. Driving. Shoots in the lane. No good. Loose ball rebound. Possession arrow. Fort Loramie. Held ball in the paint. I'm telling you what, Fort Loramie must have 15, 16 clean steals in this game.
Yeah, they picked them clean there. And I tell you, Turner got fouled on that, but they haven't called it all day, so you can't expect it.
Inbounding baseline left of the rim is Fort Loramie. Below the basket, it goes on the plate of Mesher, and she is pounded on the arm. Black picks it up for Tri-Village. Two free throws for Mesher. A chance for Fort Loramie to tie. 43.8 to go. 31-29 Tri-Village. Good inbounds play to Mesher. Right below the rim on the right. Redskins, though, have not shot free throws well in this game. Mesher misses. It hit the back flange.
3 for 9.
33% for the Redskins here today. 66% on the year. Second shot, Mesher. 1, 2, 3 bounces. Swish. Tri-Village 31, Fort Loramie 30. Timeout, Redskins. 43.8 to go. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Everyone is on their feet here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. All of them, 2,300 or so, 31-30 Tri-Village, 43.8 to go in the fourth quarter. Tri-Village inbounding down to her right.
Two fouls to give by Loramie. They can play really tough defense.
Yep, 7 on Tri-Village. Redskins are in the bonus. Here's Tri-Village in backcourt. Not over the timeline yet. Ball batted into backcourt. There's a 10-second count. There's a 10-second count. Oh, my. That play right there by Fort Loramie symbolizes this entire game.
Oh, they're going to give them a timeout. That is horse crap. That is a terrible, terrible call.
I don't believe what I just saw. An imaginary full timeout given to Tri-Village.
Terrible call.
When it was a full 10 seconds in backcourt, I am perplexed. 31-30, Tri-Village over Fort Loramie, under a minute to go in the game. You talk about a king-size break. What a gift. Don't know where the timeout came from.
Well, he came all the way up to midcourt to call it. There's a coach's box. You're not allowed out of it.
Say, would you like an extraordinary dining experience at home and a market at your service? The Market's Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. And the Anna Market's the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. The strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home and make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market. 31 seconds to go. Tri-Village, after a controversial timeout, retains the ball. Despite the fact they had it in backcourt for about 11 or 12 seconds and it was called, here's Tri-Village again. slings the ball up the sideline to Sagister, to Richards. Richards in the half court. 19 seconds to go. Hunt is fouled. That is Fort Loramie's fifth. The Redskins have one more to give. And you want to send Tri-Village to the line sooner rather than later. You go for the steal here, and then you foul pronto. 18.8 to go. Tri-Village up one, 31-30. Far side of the floor, Sagister inbounding, looking, into backcourt to Hunt. Yardabin Mesher, foul committed by Fort Loramie, the team sixth. The next one is shooting.
They have no timeouts left, so if they can put pressure on his inbounds, you got to watch for Hager because she was going to be the outlet for sure.
You're right, Chuck. Tri-Village, timeouts gone. We've got eight players in backcourt looking to throw in Sagister. Hands to Hager. Hager's double-teamed. Reach-in foul, Fort Loramie. We go the other way. Hager shoots the 1-on-1.
The problem there is she didn't throw the ball to Hager. She handed it to her, so she was touching the ball out of bounds when she gave it to Hager. That should have been a turnover.
It surely looked just like that. Yep. 14.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Tri-Village 31, Fort Loramie 30. The freshman, 6'3", Hager at the stripe. Kennedy eyes the basket, shoots it way off to the left. It's no good. Fort Loramie a chance to win it. Down one. Albers, 15-foot shot, wide left. Loose ball rebound, Fort Loramie. It's underneath the rim with two. We've got a foul. Hager got the board eventually for Tri-Village, and that may do it. Redskins had their shots. Fort Loramie had shots at it for the victory. The free throw by Hager was way, way off to the left. Albers' pull-up jumper from the elbow was not close. Ball was volleyballed toward the rim once by Fort Loramie. Loose ball rebound. Hager, Tri-Village. She's at the stripe. 1-1, 2.9 to go. She missed the previous one badly. This one is good. Tri-Village up 2, 32-30, 2.9 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout called by Fort Loramie. Trailing by 2 points, 2.9 remaining here in the fourth. Say you'll be all smiles with super deals on new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. Customer pricing always. You see, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's, he was smiling too, treating every customer with great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online too at GeyersInc.com.
Had their chances. Had the chance there to pull this thing out of the fire.
If Redskins did have a timeout remaining right on that possession didn't use it. Albers had a real good look.
And Turner got the rebound. She had a chance to get it up there. There might have been some contact, but you can't complain about that because they haven't called it the whole game.
Nope, sure have not. You've got to be strong with the ball from about 7 or 8 feet on in. Hager will shoot the second of two free throws. This to make it a three-point game. Fort Loramie will have 2.9 to go to get the ball up to midcourt, maybe beyond, for a game-tying three if she does sink this foul shot. Hager at the line. Tri-Village up at 2 points. 2.9 to go. Free throw by Hager is no good off the back rim. Rebound, Heitkamp. Outlet to Meyer. Three at the buzzer. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It was in and out. It was in and out. It would have won the game.
Wow.
It would have won the game. A three-point shot by Krista Meyer from 40 feet was in and out in Tri-Village. In fortuitous, lucky fashion, hangs on to win it, 32-30. Holy cow. Wow, Heitkamp made a great pass, angled it cross court to Carissa Meyer, and she unloaded a triple, and it was right
on the mark. It looked like it was going to go in. It was down below the cylinder, clearly below the iron. It rattled and rattled some more and snapped away. And Tri-Village hangs on to win it 32-30. I tell you what, Chuck, Tri-Village extremely fortuitous to come out with a two-point win over Fort Loramie,
yeah,
which most of the afternoon outplayed the Patriots without Avery Brandewey.
Yeah, I mean, let's give Tri-Village credit. They're going to go to Dayton, and they're going to be the favorite to win the state.
Oh, yeah.
They just beat the only team, I think, that had a chance to knock them off. We got somebody down on the floor down here. Somebody collapsed. Mm-hmm. I think it looks like somebody went in a Butler. So somebody that was working the game. Hopefully he's all right.
Look, the defensive game plan for Fort Loramie was beautiful. It was immaculate. It was executed to perfection offensively. Tri-Village was stifled. And had it not been for two long threes from 35 to 40 feet between the 2.5 minute mark and the 4 minute mark to go in the game, had it not been for two long threes by Sagister from way, way out somewhere on Dixie Highway, had it not been for those two, Fort Loramie would have won the game. Had the 3-point ball by Meyer gone in, Carissa's shot at the buzzer, motoring down this side of the floor from behind the volleyball line, had it stayed in the cylinder and gone down through the ropes, Redskins would have won by a point.
Well, they also missed six free throws.
Oh, yeah.
And there again is your chance to win the basketball game. But they were terrific today. They played their hearts out against a team that, especially with Brandewey down, probably is a better basketball team marginally. But it's just a shame. Just a shame that Loramie's not moving on.
Three Fort Loramie seniors, Ava Turner, Olivia Mesher, Alexis Coverman, Redskins with a slew of fine sophomore and junior talent returning. And don't forget some youngsters even below that 10th grade level will be heard from in the real near future, too. Redskins nipped 32-30 by Tri-Village, and this was a classic. Defensively awesome. Fort Loramie took it right to Tri-Village and stopped about everything Tri-Village tried to do from the top of the circle on into the baseline, into the paint, both corners of the floor. Had it not been for Sagister's three balls, if she only shoots, 33% from behind the arc instead of 40-plus, Fort Loramie wins the game.
Well, she had four of them. She had six baskets, four threes, two twos. She had 17 for the game. She's a heck of a basketball player. That's what the stars do. They step out and they make shots like that. Those two threes were incredible.
Well, we'll take a break, then return with more from here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Fort Loramie is nipped at the finish, 32-30 by Tri-Village. A Carissa Meyer three ball from about 40 feet away beyond the volleyball line goes in and out, as the buzzer sounds, and Tri-Village survives. And they barely survive, but 32-30. Back shortly on scores.broadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
As we return, the regional runner-up trophy being presented to the Fort Loramie team. Redskins players with tears in their eyes. Tears of effort, unbelievable effort here today. Fabulous performance by the Redskins, who came within an eyelash of winning this game. A three ball by Carissa Meyer from 40 feet was in and out as the buzzer sounded. It would have won the game 33-32. Tri-Village survives by a basket, 32-30. We go to the seniors for Fort Loramie. County Player of the Year, Ava Turner, 12th grader, graduates. Olivia Mesher, Alexis Coverman, also seniors. Returning, Ariel Heitkamp, Carissa Meyer, Morgan Flyman, Victoria Mesher, Skylar Albers, Alex Rose, Alyssa Holland, Avery Brandewey, Jaden Rose is back. Of course, I mentioned Avery, 12 points a game, 8 rebounds a game. Hopefully the knee injury is not a long-term thing. Hopefully it is not. She was missing for what, Chuck? Every bit of two-thirds of this game, right?
Oh, she went out real early. If it wasn't in the first quarter, she went out real early in the second quarter. And Loramie, that took away their number one scoring option. But, boy, they found, Carissa Meyer came in, scored 5 points in the third quarter. That was an effort by a team that has Fort Loramie on their shirt, and they know that, and that's how they play.
Tell you what, Chuck, that is the most remarkable effort I think I've ever seen by a club which was an underdog against the number one ranked team and lost its top scorer early on in the game. And Tri-Village got breaks down the stretch to pull it out of the fire. That 10-second call that wasn't made. Oh, the timeout given to Tri-Village there with, what, about a minute to go in the fourth quarter? Well, that was critical.
Yeah, you gotta go with the first whistle was the 10-second call. The second whistle was the timeout. That tells you which was first.
That's the way it seemed. Summer Hoying, a junior, she returns next year. Autumn Turner, a sophomore. Bryn Holland, a junior. Ava Turner, the only starter who graduates, one of three seniors on this Fort Loramie roster. Hats off to Tri-Village. A terrific effort by the Patriots here today. Fort Loramie threw everything defensively at Tri-Village and had the Patriots stop cold. How about this? 38 points below their per-game average of darn near 70 per contest all year. Fort Loramie held them to 38 below. And the Redskins, without their top scorer all season long, just could not quite get it done. In the end, a couple of threes, but Sagister.
That was the key.
Yep, in the back half of that fourth quarter, she made two unbelievably long threes between 2.5 and 4 minutes to go. And that, in the end, was the difference. Fort Loramie went down six.
Six,
and
yeah.
Got a couple quick baskets to cut it to two.
Got it back and had a chance to take the lead.
Yep.
Or at least tie it. They didn't. They 4-10 from the free throw line. That's a killer. But, boy, that last shot was just a hair off, or that would have been a dagger for Tri-Village would never have gotten over that shot if that would have gone in.
You're right. I would agree with you. The Redskins had a possession down one, missed a shot, had a possession down two and missed a three at the buzzer. A couple of opportunities. Neither one went Fort Loramie's way, and Tri-Village hangs on to win a cliffhanger by a score of 32-30. It was a heart-stopper photo finish. You could tell the way the game was unfolding, it was going to end the way it was progressing.
Yeah.
It was a tight squeeze all afternoon long. Fantastic finish here to our girls basketball season on scoresbroadcast.com. Hope you enjoyed it. Next week, it's boys regional action from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Chuck McBee and Bryant Billing will be mic side. Our next contest is on Tuesday night, doubleheader. Jackson Center tips at 5:30 against Patriot Prep Academy from Columbus, which won in overtime last night, 50-38 over Gallia Northmore. Airtime, 5 o'clock on Tuesday, tip at 5:30. Second game, Rushi Troy Christian, 8 o'clock tip, 7:30 airtime. Rushi Troy Christian in that second tilt. Two Shelby County Athletic League programs on the boys' side still alive, and they are on a collision course for a regional championship meeting next Friday at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena.
And a rubber match. They split the season. That was Jackson's only loss, very first game of the year. And they took it back from them. So as far as that goes, I would love to see them both get a win so they can. Yeah, I'm not sure how I can move that out of her way. Hang on. I'm trying. I'll get you.
Can the two teams have a tie? Can the two teams, Rushi and Jackson Center, have a tie next Friday night? That would be just exactly what the doctor ordered. If they could have a standoff tie and both teams advance on to the state Final Four.
Yeah.
That would be ideal. Of course, that's the way it's not
there,
going to.
There's no problem.
It's not going to shake out that way, that's for sure. But both schools, Jackson Center and Rushi, have got to get by their regional semifinals next Tuesday first. And we're on the air on scoresbroadcast.com for both games. Congrats to head coach Brad Gray. His club finally gets over the hump here at the regional tournament, girls D4, and wins it by clipping Fort Loramie, but 2 points, 32-30. These two teams have now played a grand total of six times in regional championship action since 2010. Fort Loramie's won four of the six. Tri-Village victorious here today, but two. Chuck thoroughly enjoyed it. So much fun.
Yep. What a year. What girls basketball with Rushi and Loramie coming down to the regional. Them playing a classic in the semifinal, and Loramie coming within a whisker of sending Tri-Village home and heading down to Dayton next week.
Yeah, Rushi and Fort Loramie, 11-1. 10-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Redskins 11-1 to win it. Rushi 10-2. Lost that real tough one at Jackson Center. Fort Loramie wound up winning the league by a game. Fort Loramie took 2 out of 3 on the season, or I should say on the year. They split the regular season matches. And then a 57-42 win by Fort Loramie here in the regional semi over Rushi on Thursday night. And the Redskins fall short here to Tri-Village today. And, again, the foul shooting by the Redskins, what were the final totals, Chuck?
They were 4 of 10. Tri-Village, 2 of 7. Huh. So, I mean, for the best, there were some jitters out there. And tell you, both teams were trying to will themselves to win this thing. And Tri-Village hung on.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Let's take a real short break, and then we'll return and close things out. We've got to do our Clancy's, too. You've given thought to our Clancy stars of the game, Chuck?
About a half an hour ago.
Okay.
Carissa Meyer and Jaden Rose for Loramie, and obviously Riley Sagister for the Patriots.
What a splendid game by Carissa Meyer off the bench for Fort Loramie. Stars of the game brought to you by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Welcome back to Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. I'm Jack with Chuck. For some reason, we are hearing ourselves in our headset. We lost volume on our commercials. It must be a switch, a button, a mute. Something odd has taken place. We apologize. We're about set to sign off anyway. Congrats to the Redskins and the Patriots for a thrilling game here today. Fort Loramie winds up 25-3 on the season, ranked second in the state in the final AP poll. And Tri-Village moves on to the state Final Four next Thursday at 8 at the UD Arena to take on Portsmouth, Notre Dame, or Berlin Island. The Patriots are now 28-0. For Chuck and our online audience, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Vandalia Butler. Final score, Tri-Village 32, Fort Loramie 30.
Center. Expand your career. Join the team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.
And we do thank you for listening. We had an audio switch bumped there just a couple minutes ago as fans were leaving all around us, and we were not aware of it. We did a quick troubleshoot and found it. Tri-Village celebrating. Brad Gray at the top of the ladder. He trims down the last little piece of net, and the Tri-Village Patriots celebrate. Regional champs nipping Fort Loramie by two here today. 32-30 Redskins. Made a terrific showing, phenomenal effort without Avery Brandewee. Easy to say, Chuck, Fort Loramie probably would have won the game had Avery Brandewee been able to go four quarters. She had her knee rolled over on in the second quarter, and that was the end of the day for Avery. Hopefully, keep your fingers crossed that it's not long-term. For a great online audience, and for Chuck McBee alongside, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from Vandalia Butler. Redskins drop a two-pointer to Tri-Village, which takes its 28-0 record to the UD Arena next Thursday night for the state semifinals. For our online audience, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good day on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.